The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Are you a business owner looking to grow your business? How is your financial portfolio? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Business Talk with Mark the Spark. Listen to business owners share their stories and tips for success, because every business has a story. And now, here's your host, Mark the Spark.
Well, good morning, and welcome to Business Talk with Mark the Spark. I'm Mark the Spark, and I'm here with my co-host, Pamela, and my other co-host, Raj, is on a business trip. But he'll be back with us next week. I'd like to remind everyone that we're broadcasting from the Golden Triangle in beautiful La Jolla, California. And we're streaming worldwide on all your favorite podcast providers. We are Business Talk, and we're here to share business tips and stories to help you not only grow your business, but share financial knowledge for financial health. And Pamela, who did you bring in the studio today for us to interview?
Oh, well, I'm super excited that we have a guest today.
I can tell by the tone of your voice.
I know. Yep. It's a happy new year, right?
I hope so.
Yes. So I have here Robert Mandeville.
Oh.
And he is a digital marketer. Well, and he's going to help us, Mark, with our marketing as well.
Well, wonderful. Hello.
Hi, how
hello,
you guys doing?
Rob. Would you like to say hello to the good people of San Diego?
Oh, hello, San Diego. How's everybody doing today?
Well, I'm sure they're doing just fine. Most Saturday mornings, people are doing fine. And I guess we'll dig right in, unless Pamela has something. No, we're going to start right in. So, Rob, I'd like to ask you, how did you get into digital marketing?
Well, I...
Is that a loaded question?
No, because I like to write on
you
my
do.
Own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do writing sort of as just kind of a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was researching it, I wanted to find a way, how could I incorporate writing into helping me make money? So I found that copywriting works, and copywriting turned into digital marketing, and here I am. I'm looking to... You know, sort of expand that and try and make more money.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm sure most everybody could use a little extra money. You do dabble in the food business,
I do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a CDM by trade. That's my day job.
Wonderful. I myself come from a food background, so maybe after the show we'll have a little bit to talk about.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, if you have a kitchen that you need to run, I can run it. We can whip everybody into shape, right?
Wow, well, that's wonderful. I'm definitely going to make a note of that one.
Well, what's a CDM?
Well, that's a certified dietary manager. I had to get certified for that.
Yes.
I got my certification here in Mira Mesa. Actually, at the Mira Mesa College.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yes.
Yeah. I believe they're one of the few programs in San Diego that offer a CDM.
Wonderful. They also have an entrepreneur class. And I know there's several courses you can take, because I've been an entrepreneur pretty much all of my life. I've started probably close to 14, 15 different businesses in my life. Oh. Yeah, some winners, some losers, and some break-evens, but it's a learning experience all the time. But getting back to the digital marketing, did I say that right,
mm-hmm.
Pamela?
Yep.
Okay. What are your goals for your business with digital marketing?
Well, I'm hoping to build a clientele.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was working with Pam recently. She's actually my first client.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
I helped her create some ads for her Facebook. I do have a little bit of a background in graphic design. So that kind of helped me create something for her. I know I wrote a few copies for her, and you know, we're kind of going back and forth. What's the best way that this is going to work? But yeah, so my goal is really just to kind of build some more clients and kind of help them help their business grow.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's plenty of need for that out here. Definitely. I know Pamela does a lot of networking. And mm-hmm. So yep. She certainly is a good person to have contacts with. And Pamela, did you have a question for Rod?
Yeah. Well, you know, I love my marketing. And so mm-hmm. when it comes to all my social media posts, I wear so many different hats. I'm always trying to be creative. How can I get people to engage, right? It has to be something that's going to pull people's attention. So when I was introduced to you and I'm like, oh, that would be so great if you could help me, right, with my new business. But I thought, you know, going back and forth, that's what we have to do is share ideas, be accountable with each other and just help each other grow. So I know you're just starting out, so I appreciate you working with me. I love that. But how are you going to market your business now? I know we're kind of talking about the social media, but how are you going to market to grow and really get started?
Well, I'm looking to try and start my website soon. It's in the developing phases right now. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to maybe sell my services a little bit more freelance right now. It's a little more word of mouth. I kind of got in contact with Pam through a friend of mine, old colleague of mine. Mm-hmm. So I'm, you know, looking to find some, you know, she's getting me in contact with some other people. But I want to start building a website, start building a portfolio, try and get my name out there. I got a couple social media outlets that I'm trying to use to kind of get, you know, spread the word. Hey, I can help you. Do you know, is your business struggling? Do your business need some help? Look for me. I'm going to help you out.
That's wonderful. I know last week we did a little bit on how to start a business. And our co-host Raj, who is away on a business trip, had a lot of input on that with the business plan and things like that. So would you say you have any specialties in your field?
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, I was a writer before, so copywriting.
You were a writer?
Yeah, well, not professionally. I kind of just do it for fun as a hobby. So I love putting words on paper. I love putting words out there, telling a story. So copywriting would be one of my specialties, graphic design. Since I have a little bit of a background in it.
You do?
A little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was recommended for, I believe it's the college in Long Beach. Actually, they have a great graphic design program, and I was accepted to go to the school many, many years ago. Let's call it Once Upon a Time.
Uh-huh.
And I was accepted to go to the school, but couldn't really afford it, so I took a job instead and ended up in healthcare. Yeah. Ended up working as a dishwasher. So
mm-hmm. I started out that way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess everybody starts out that way, right?
Yeah, I call it the best job in the house. No one bothers you, and you get to eat.
That's true.
In fact, sometimes I wish I had that dishwashing job back.
I'll find you a job, Mark.
Thank you.
I could use a couple dishwashers in some of my facilities.
And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, I've been an entrepreneur all my life. And, of course, many times there were failures. And when there's a failure, it seemed like it was always easy to get a job in the food and beverage field. There always seems to be an opening. And once you get somewhat skilled, it seems like there's a lot of places that would welcome you in. And I know many times I've had to fall back.
When we had the, when the whole, pretty much the whole country shut down, mm-hmm. the few places that were still running the whole time were the healthcare industry. Like my building and all my employees never had to worry about not having enough hours to work.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. we were always there. We were always had a job. All of our CNAs, all of our nurses always had jobs.
Mm-hmm. I know it's a thing that I joke sometimes that I've been more of a cook than an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Because of so many failures, I had to go back and get a job. Well, and of course, a lot of that comes a lot of negative feedback. And maybe I could ask you, how do you handle negative feedback?
Well, no one likes to hear negative feedback.
That's right.
But I like to use it to, I would say, light my fire. I use it as fuel for my fire.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah, I get, I hear something and, you know, it sort of inspires me to say, hey, I, I, I think I can do better,
mm-hmm.
right? Which was, you know, nice to hear when I was working with Pam and she didn't like my first couple copies. I was like, all right, okay.
I was nice about it, I hope.
Very nice.
Oh, Pam's good at that.
No, she was good.
she's been my co-host for a while, and believe me, I have to know how to take negative feedback.
No, constructive criticism. No,
yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's what, yeah, it's exact. Constructive criticism.
That does sound a lot softer.
It's a nicer way to put it, right?
It is. But I view it as a learning process, and in especially this field, but many fields, you just cannot get offended when you hear negative feedback.
And yeah.
Like you said, it lights your fire to do better and push forward. Myself, I view it as a learning process, but I don't know. Negative feedback's always going to be there.
Yeah, and then also I want to just add to that.
Well, I saw you inching up to the microphone. I didn't know.
It's okay. No, so because your job as a digital marketer is kind of a little bit tougher because you're going to work with all these different people. Everyone's not going to be the same. Everyone's not going to be in the same industry. You probably have to educate yourself on whichever industry they're in,
yes.
right?
Yes.
You're going to learn a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say, so trying to write copy for Pam was a little bit tricky because her the field that she wanted me to write in was pretty niche. Mm-hmm. And
boring.
Oh,
I would say, yeah, it's tough to write. It's tough to write for
copier
sales.
Yeah.
Copier sales and everything like that.
Sure.
It's tough to make that exciting, but, you know, if there's a will, there's a way.
Absolutely. My mother used to say that. If there's a will, there's a way. Rob, we're slowly getting to the halftime of our show, and if you would just hold that thought, we're going to pause to hear from our sponsors because they do pay the bills. And we'll be right back with the second half. And we'll hear more from Rob on digital marketing. And I myself, Mark the Spark, will give the Raj report since Raj is away on a business trip. And we'll be right back with the second half of our show.
Welcome to Wealth Being, where your financial well-being is our top priority. At Wealth Being, we understand that true wealth goes beyond numbers. It's about making your retirement your longest vacation. Whether you're planning for retirement, looking for tax-free income, funding your child's education, or even estate planning, our team has got you covered. We believe in transparency and trust. Contact us today at 858-371-1005. That's 858-371-1005. Or visit us at wealthbeing.us. That's wealthbeing.us.
Whether you're purchasing, refinancing, or just starting to look for your dream home, you need a trusted lender. Island Girl Pam Campbell is here to make your experience smooth and easy. She's approved with over 100 banks, which gives her the ability to provide you with a full range of mortgage products to meet your goals. Pam will walk you through every step, ensuring you understand the process and options to finance your home. Mortgage is made easy. You believe it. Island Girl will achieve it. Visit islandgirl.com. ILENDGIRL.com. NMLS number 293365.
Finding the right work environment can make all the difference. The future of workspace in San Diego is here today at VentureX in Scripps Ranch. They have the perfect solution for you. You'll find professional, executive, private offices in a collegial setting with a sense of hospitality, community, and productivity. Co-working spaces are the new trend. Call today for a tour, 619-789-6233. That's 619-789-6233. And take your business to the next level.
Well, welcome back to the second half of our show. Again, it's Business Talk with Mark the Spark and my two co-hosts, Pamela and Raj. And we have Rob in the studio, who has started a new business for him, digital marketing. And he also holds down a full-time day job in food and beverage.
That's correct.
Yeah, and I'm pretty familiar with that also myself. And Pamela, I know you wanted to ask Raj something on the after the break.
Oh, yeah. So how would you tell the listeners, because you have a full-time job, because everyone kind of wants a side hustle and a side business.
Mm-hmm.
How do you maneuver like working the full-time job and building your new business?
Well, it's great that what the digital marketing allows me to work at home. So I don't have to be in an office or I have to be away from my family, you know, kids and family.
Mm-hmm.
I find ways to make the time. That's pretty much if you're going to be successful really in anything, you're going to have to really work to you're going to have to work harder than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my philosophy with running business or just doing my day-to-day job is you're going to have to outwork me. You're going to have to outcompete me. And I work harder than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So, this digital marketing thing, if it's going to get off the ground or if it's going to fail, it's going to be on me.
It's going to be when it gets off the ground.
When it gets off the ground. I like that.
Thank you, my friend. That's called a positive attitude.
Yeah.
And Mark, you're not the only one I text at 7 o'clock in the morning.
That's good.
I was texting Robert, too. I'm like, I just do it early before I get out the door. I'm like, I didn't mean to like have people get right back at me, but I'm like, before I forget, I'm texting him. He answers me right away.
So that's really wonderful. Good. Yes. Really you'll find most successful people up pretty much up early.
Yeah. I'd only maybe get about 6 good hours of sleep at night, and then I'm up. I'm thinking, what am I going to do today? Mm-hmm. How am I going to get moving? How am I going to make myself successful?
Well, that's wonderful. And I know, as being an entrepreneur that also would hold down a daytime job, that there are all kinds of excuses to come up not to do this or not to do that. It's like going to the gym. There's always some excuse not to exercise or go to the gym. And what you have to do is, like you said, you have to find a way and you have to put those excuses to the side.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You're never going to find me slacking or cutting corners. I'm going to outwork the next person because that's just who I am. I didn't get this far in my day-to-day job, not working harder than everybody else,
mm-hmm.
right? Started at the bottom, dishwasher, moved up, especially in healthcare. It's can be kind of tricky, but you know, you move up through the ranks,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like I moved up pretty fast and got my CDM pretty early and has just been doing that now for 7 years. And now I want to do this digital marketing, just start supplementing some of my income, and hopefully I'm going to get that business off the ground. And then if I apply my work ethic, I'm going to be able to outwork the next digital marketer, the next web designer, or anything like that.
Well, it's wonderful to have that attitude. And I know for myself, goals, I write down goals. And when you accomplish them, it's always a good feeling. I cross them off and on to the next one. Little goals will lead to big ones. And as an example I usually give, and Pamela's heard this before, she's been my co-host for quite a while now. But the business is like a ship in the ocean, and without goals and direction, that ship can spin around.
And go nowhere.
Go nowheres. You know, you might luck out, and it might go forward, but you really need to be the captain of your own ship.
100%. One of my favorite sayings, I heard it recently, says, the harder I work, the luckier I am.
Yes, so. That'd be a wonderful bumper sticker. So what is kind of next for you? Is this what you hope to eventually break off and do full time?
Yeah, I want it to be full time in that I'm making steady income from it. I do have another goal after this.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I heard that real estate investing is a great business to get into. So
mm-hmm.
hopefully I've supplemented my income enough to become a great digital marketer, mm-hmm. make really significant money in that, and then start investing in real estate and hoping that kind of gets me over where I need to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like the two could go hand in hand pretty easily.
Well, I can market my own real estate, my own real estate business, right?
There you go. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Although I do hear there's quite a few realtors in the San Diego area.
Mm-hmm.
I know Pamela has her own business.
Lending.
I
hear it's a tough market. San Diego's a tough market.
Mm-hmm. But it seems like you would only have to sell a couple of properties.
I mean, even in here, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just with the with how much everything costs, yeah.
Just would hold on to it.
Mm. Yeah.
That's if you're young enough.
I know.
Don't look at me that way, Pamela.
No, I'm right behind you.
Well, that's great, Rob. And what I'd like for you to do is kind of maybe just stay seated for a little bit because our co-host Raj is away. And I did promise that I would give the Raj report. So we're going to just break for a little bit while I give the Raj report. The Raj report today is a historical overview of marginal tax rates in the United States and the strategic considerations for tax planning. And tax season is coming up upon us. For many of us, it's already here. And in the 1940s to the 1950s, it had an exceptionally high marginal tax rate. And with World War II, towards the ending of 1944 to 1945, it reached the highest marginal tax bracket with 94% of income over $200,000. $200,000 and up on the income. The marginal tax bracket was 94%. Then in 1948, the top tax rate was reduced to 82%. And then during the Korean War, the tax rate went back up to 90%. And holding steady at 91% throughout the 1950s. And 1964, it went down to 70%. Pamela, do you remember the 1950s?
I sure don't.
Okay.
Not even a little twinkle in anybody's eyes.
Okay. Well, let's fast forward to today then. The landscape has undergone significant changes. And the TCJA, and that is short for Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. And that came in the year 2017, and it revolutionized the tax structure using lower rates across the board. Currently, the top federal tax rate stands at 37%, the lowest in history, but will expire on December 31, 2025. I hope I make it that far. Yes. And is prompting considerations for strategic tax planning. So, given the expiration of the current tax rates, individuals may want to contemplate proactive measures to optimize their financial positions. They can move taxable investments to non-taxable alternatives. But, however, this can be complex, and not the average person could probably do this. So for personalized assistance in these strategic considerations, we need to turn to our very own Raj Gupta, founder of Wealth Being. Raj and his team will specialize in wealth management and tax planning. So to schedule an appointment with Raj, you should dial 858-371-1005. And I'll repeat that loud and clear to reach Raj, 858-371-1005. Or you can go to his website, wealthbeing.us, and please remember it is a .us, and the current tax regimen will end in 2025. So now we have a window of opportunity to optimize our financial tax portfolios. So proactive planning and expert guidance can play pivotal roles to maximize our wealth being. So we will want to reach out to Raj Gupta with wealthbeing.us. And also, once again, his phone number is 858-371-1005. And that's the Raj Report for Saturday, the 24th, 2024. And next week, I believe, Pamela, you said Raj will be with us?
Mm-hmm. He'll be back next week.
Wonderful. And I'm sure he can elaborate a little more on that, since it's not my field of expertise. But we're so happy that we have Raj for a co-host, and he brings his expertise to the table.
He has a lot to share, doesn't he?
He does.
He has a lot of knowledge.
He is so knowledgeable. Sometimes I have to tell him, Raj, slow down a little. I can't keep up. Like he said last week, I'm Mark the Spark, not Mark the Smart. And Rob, I'd like to turn back to you just for a little bit. Kind of we're getting towards the end of our show, and maybe you could tell us how anyone might reach out to you if they wanted to try your digital marketing, your phone number. Or
so you can find me on Facebook, Rob Mandeville. Mm-hmm. That's MANDEVILLE. Or you can get me on Twitter, which Twitter X. Mm-hmm. That's at Rob D Mandeville. You can also find me at on Instagram. Same thing, same name.
Wonderful. And did you want to give your phone number?
Yeah, sure. 760-212-6023. If you have digital marketing needs for your businesses, I'm happy to help.
Well, please reach out to Rob for all your digital marketing needs and give him a chance. He looks like he's ready to go. Pamela, that's it for us.
I know. Happy Saturday.
I know. We always wish we had an hour. Mm-hmm. Someday maybe we will. See you next Saturday with Business Talk with Mark the Spark, Pamela, and Raj. Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.